let's close our eyes and imagine. The year is AD 33, or close to that date, since there was a mistake in the dating of the new calendar. The correct date doesn't really matter. The place, the birth of civilization in Canaan, so promised to the Hebrews from the beginning, where everything started. More precisely, in Judea. Let's imagine it's Passover Eve, the Jewish Easter, and a group of people guided by their master decided to advance the celebration and is preparing supper. A supper which should follow the tradition left by a peculiar figure who more than 1,000 years before had freed his people from slavery. And what would this supper be like according to tradition? When Passover comes closer, all Jewish people must go to Jerusalem and dedicate a sacrificial lamb, trying to reproduce and honor that moment 1,000 years before when God passed over the houses which had the mark of the lamb's blood on the doors, so that their firstborn child would be saved. A new lamb properly slain and prayed for should be part of that supper, along with unleavened bread and wine. But would the celebration of the Seder, or the day before Passover, have been like this for this group? The students want to hear from the master where they will eat the roast lamb following the tradition. But the master implies everything has been arranged in advance and they should be there, on the second floor of a house on Mount Zion, at the agreed time. It gets dark, and we can imagine this group walking hastily up the mountain towards the city, which looks like a fortress with huge walls illuminated by torches and crowded streets. When they reach the house, the room upstairs is prepared, with bread and wine and maybe fish on the table, or even without a table, on the floor, in the middle of pillows. Maybe none of them asks about the lamb, because the bread and wine will certainly be more important that evening. At the beginning, a certain John will tell us later that his master fills a basin with water and washes the feet of those present, possibly to give an example, as there would be a discussion regarding who among them would be the greatest at that moment. Ashamed, they understand the message and keep quiet. Or would the master be simply recalling the water purification of the Essene rituals, as another John, the Baptist, used to do? However, not all will be clean. One of them would make a mistake. But why? Maybe he didn't get it right? Or is it maybe to fulfill what is about to happen? This question only the greatest of all will be able to answer. The master asks him to go and do what needs to be done. He withdraws. We can imagine and even feel the atmosphere that takes place at this time. And it couldn't be different, as what is about to happen next is of utmost importance for future generations. The master goes on. He takes bread and, after blessing it, broke it and gave it to them, saying, "Take it. This is my body." He then took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for many." There is silence in the solemn atmosphere. And he goes on, "A new command I give you. Love one another as I have loved you. No one has a greater love than this, that someone gives their life for their friends. In this, everyone will recognize you are my disciples, if you have love among you. Can we imagine the expression of those invited for supper after such words? Maybe for still being stunned with the revelation of someone disloyal among those who were closer, they don't have the dimension of what has just happened. For sure not. It's still too early for them to know that they are playing a part in the end of an ancient tradition of killing lambs and offering them in sacrifice to God. As this time, the sacrifice will be another. Who in this group could conceive such a thing? But if they had recalled the prophet on the banks of the Jordan River, they would say, "Yes," he said, "behold the Lamb of God." We can imagine them eating the bread and drinking the consecrated wine in a profoundly important symbolism, which reframed or rewrote the tradition. The Last Supper would be the First Supper of the future. At this moment, the Master seems to say goodbye. He speaks of his Father and his mansions, of his way of truth and of life. He explains now the Son has been glorified and God has been glorified in him because he does his works in his name. Whoever believes in me does the works I do and will do even greater works because I go to the Father. He asked the Father in prayer for those who were given to him to reveal his name. Now they are in the world and have believed. He asked to keep them from evil, sanctify them in the truth, and that they may have complete joy inside them. He promises they won't be left as orphans and reveals, "Those who love will be loved by my Father." He made himself known by those he calls friends. He taught what friendship is and left peace to all. He didn't waste a single moment of the years of his ministry that was not to show the greatness of his love. He taught what love is and loved intensely. He gave himself as an example, divided history into before and after. And he keeps performing the greatest virtue of every master, teaching.